Let's zoom in now on the Orbán government's anti-immigration policies in Hungary and the effect they're having on immigrants already in the country. Here's more from The World's Orla Barry.
I've come to Budapest to meet Norberto,
a Cuban
refugee who fled to Europe almost 5 years ago. He was seeking asylum. 1 year after he arrived, Hungary erected a 12-foot-high razor wire fence along its southern border. It also introduced Europe's strictest anti-immigration laws. Every day I'm here, I see headlines about immigration. Billboards warn of the dangers of illegal immigrants. And pro-government TV channels regularly feature reports about migrant problems across Europe. Norberto, who doesn't want me to use his last name, doesn't speak much Hungarian. So I wonder if he's noticed the reports.
Yes, you can see it, like, whenever I watch TV, you don't need the language to understand it.
And what do the ads say? How do you know what they're saying?
Like, don't come here and take our jobs, or do you want that to the Hungarians? Like, you see the billboard, like, full of migrants, and then, do you want that for our country? And then you're like, wow.
This is something Lydia Gaul has seen too. She's a researcher with Human Rights Watch. She's noticed attitudes towards immigrants change in Hungary over the last 5 years. I ask her how refugees she's met have settled into life here.
It's become increasingly difficult for them because, you know, they come from Middle Eastern countries or other countries where you can clearly see that they're not Hungarians and that they do get, comments on the streets. And I have seen it as well. I mean, I've been, you know, witnessing it on trams and buses when someone steps on the bus and you will have a random Hungarian coming up to them and saying that, you know, we don't want you here, you're a migrant and you came to devastate our country, that type of rhetoric. So I think that, of course, this fear-mongering and this hate propaganda is extremely dangerous.
You wouldn't know it from the TV coverage, but NGOs estimate that today there are fewer than 200 people in the migrant camps along Hungary's border, and the country allows in only about 500 asylum seekers per year. Even Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán admits that Hungary is not the country most migrants want to live in.
Nobody would like to stay in Hungary. So we don't have difficulties with those who would like to stay in Hungary. All of them would like to go to Germany.
Even so, Orbán talks repeatedly not only about the immigration problems he sees in Hungary, but also the challenges immigration poses across Europe. He's currently at the forefront of efforts to create an anti-immigration majority in the European Parliament. I ask Hungarian government spokesman Zoltán Kovács why Viktor Orbán and his right-wing allies across Europe are so obsessed with the issue of immigration.
Tens or rather hundreds of thousands are trying to reach the European borders as we speak. So illegal migration and related issues and problems are not sorted out just because some measures on behalf of some member states started to work. That's why we have introduced the fence, and that's why we have decided that we are going to go for a different kind of politics.
And as Kovács sees it, when immigrants start to settle down to their new lives in Europe, a whole new set of problems emerge.
Many people who have come, who already live with us, don't follow our rules, but they believe in a different way of life. We face a problem here.
Back in Norberto's apartment, he tells me about fleeing his native Cuba. Norberto says he was threatened with jail time after he made critical remarks about the Cuban government. First, he says he flew to Russia, then travelled through Serbia, before walking the final 10 miles to the Hungarian border. There he was confronted by uniformed officers.
They had some kind of truck, like mobile jail, something like that. And so they fingerprint you and full registration of your... But that was like 2 days locked in some kind of container, you know, these containers. People used to bring stuff to other countries.
They keep you in the container?
Yeah, exactly.
How many were there?
It was full. It was like you couldn't even sit. You just have to stand.
For 2 days?
For 2 days.
And then after the 2 days, what happened?
After 2 days, they just send you to the nearest refugee camp or the whatever they want.
And can you describe the camp? What was the camp like?
Oh, the camp. It was like a ex-military base, full of razor wires everywhere. It's full of security, and then just queuing in the cold to be registered, and then like hangars, you know. So yeah, it was pretty nasty and dirty.
A new law in Hungary now declares that any group or individual who's seen to help migrants claim asylum could be liable for a jail term. It's just the latest of a string of anti-immigration measures introduced by Viktor Orban's government, which has now been in power for 9 years. Lydia Gall from Human Rights Watch is heartened that the European Union is paying more attention to what's going on in Hungary. But
this is a 9-year spiral, and it's a downward spiral. We will just have to see where it's going to take us. But I think it's also up to the people by now at this point. I mean, you know, they have to decide their future.
As for Norberto, he was granted refugee status 1 year after arriving in Hungary. Today, he works for a multinational company where he uses his English and Spanish and says he's picking up Hungarian slowly but surely. He says he'll stay in Hungary, not because it feels like home, but because he's tired of running. His super plan this year, he says, is to bring his mum to Budapest for a vacation.
I hope I can make it.
For The World, I'm Orla Barry, Budapest.